Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A corn, soybean, and tobacco field day is set for this Thursday morning at UK's Princeton Research and Education Center. Dr. Lloyd Murdoch is one of the program coordinators, commenting here first on the mood of farmers whose drought-stricken crops have taken quite a hit.
Yeah, and there's not much. I mean, we're really dry here, man. I mean, I know there's other people just as dry, but they're comparing our situation now to back to the early 50s and the 30s, you know, so we're in record territory here.
But they're going to keep moving forward and sharing research and information on crop production for the years ahead, just as important as ever, maybe more so.
We're going to have on tobacco, there'll be pesticides and tobacco varieties and nitrogen sources, and those will be the three main stops on tobacco. But on the corn and soybeans, there's a lot of stops and a lot of different topics that'll be covered. Some of the common problems we've seen this year on corn, and then the hybrid testing and soybean planting dates and varieties for soybeans. And then there's going to be a soil pit where we look at specific reasons why some soils yield more than others, and the nitrogen and phosphorus situation on fertilizers, diseases, entomology, just a lot of different topics going to be covered, and herbicides also.
Things get started at 7:30 a.m. local, concluding with lunch, courtesy of the Soybean Board and Kentucky Corn Growers. We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You're going to receive $1 million.
Ah, but why me?
Because you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
Wait.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Wait.
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
Local extension offices have program details of this Thursday's corn, soybean, and tobacco field day at Princeton. Lloyd Murdoch says the presentation should be valuable and for some might be a nice diversion.
I hope the farmers aren't discouraged. I'm so tickled we've got insurance that we didn't have years ago for these kind of catastrophes. I think people will be glad to come and learn as much as they can.
This event is being presented in the off year, a supplement to the huge biannual UK All Commodity Field Day.
This is our first attempt to look at a commodity-based field day where we give a lot of information on a specific commodity or two. I think there's a number of topics that are covered here that people will be interested in, so I think they will come. In the morning when it's still cool and concludes with a meal, man, what else can you want?
What else could you want? The field day this Thursday in Princeton. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.